Now on The Pulse, useful and healthy information for you and your family. It's Northeast Delta Dental Radio with Tom Raffio and the Northeast Delta Dental Team.
Welcome to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental Radio, and I'm also the head coach of the dental insurance company known as Northeast Delta Dental. Well, it's hard to believe it's already mid-May, May 16th and 17th, depending on when you're listening to this. The weather is finally broken. It actually feels like spring. I thought we weren't going to have a spring. I thought it was going to be one of those years in New Hampshire. We went straight from the winter to July, but the last couple of weeks in May have been very good. Last week, of course, Saturday, May 9th, we had the fourth race of the Canterbury Shaker Village Cross Country, the fourth race of the Capillary Race Series, and it went very well. That's a cross country trail race, and we had a great turnout on the day before Mother's Day. And then on Sunday, we had the Purple Ribbon Race in Bow in honor of Michelle Catterett. And there was also a 3K race at Northeast Delta Dental Stadium on Sunday, May 10th. So that was a lot of fun. The next race in the Capillary Race Series is the Run for the Animals 5K, and that's Saturday, June 6th. Last week's show, we had a lot of great feedback from Dr. Randy Tillman. Randy is a dentist, and she works with us at Northeast Delta Dental, and she talked at great length about the relationship between good oral health and good overall health. And every once in a while, I have a show on oral health to sort of justify my existence to my board of directors. That I do radio, but we do feature oral health occasionally. And of course, as you all know by now, and I have a loyal following, but Northeast Delta Dental Stadium, that's not about corporate flattery. What we learned is of the 500,000 or so people that buy tickets and attend Fisher Cats games, over half of them never had dental coverage before. So we try to get the oral health message by people going to the stadium, watching a game, getting the oral health message, and then they can purchase an individual product off our private exchange, DeltaDentalCoversMe.com. And then sons and daughters of participating subscribers who go to our participating dentists can earn tickets to the Fisher Cats games, the so-called Oral Health Challenge. And then they get to go on the field. They meet the Tooth Fairy. So it's been going well. And then on the affordable care front, healthcare.gov has worked out very well for us. I had a recent op-ed in New Hampshire Business Review, and I described the thousands of individuals in New Hampshire who heretofore didn't have dental coverage that as a result of the Affordable Care Act now do. So from that perspective, it's going well. Well, this radio program has also afforded me a great opportunity to connect the community with all the great not-for-profits that are in New Hampshire. And there are hundreds, maybe even thousands. And I think people have heard of ALS because of the Ice Bucket Challenge, but they may not know that we have a chapter in New England called the ALS Association of Northern New England. And the interim executive director is Bob Smith, who's a great colleague of mine. Bob, thank you for joining me on May 16th and 17th. I'm sure you have other things to do on the weekend, but I know this is an important cause for you. So thank you for joining me.
Well, thanks for the invitation, Tom.
So obviously, it was fortuitous, the Ice Bucket Challenge, and we'll get into that in a little bit more detail. But before we get into your involvement with ALS Association of Northern New England, which is your office is right here in Concord, New Hampshire, tell us about your background. Have you always been involved with not-for-profits, and how did you get interested in the ALS Association?
Well, yeah, I've been in the nonprofit industry for my entire career, which spans almost 28 years now.
You don't look that old. You can't be.
It's hard to believe. I know. It's shocking. But yeah, 28 years, and it's really something that is as rewarding as a profession as I could have hoped to that it's been. And being able to work for organizations like the American Heart Association, American Diabetes Association, among others, it's really a great opportunity to connect with people and to raise funds for meaningful causes. And most of that has happened right here in New England. So it's been great. I can call home.
That's always the question we always get. You know, does the money stay in New England? But I'll get to that in a tad. So you've worked for the Heart Association, diabetes. Last couple Saturday nights ago, we had a gala for the juvenile diabetes, finding a cure for type 1, mm-hmm. and Dean came and was there. It was a great night. We raised about $200,000. So, with you know, how do you differentiate between, you know, Heart Association, diabetes, you know, food deprivation, homelessness? There's so many great causes in New Hampshire and throughout the United States. Is it harder and harder to raise money because there are so many worthwhile causes out there?
There's no question about it. And all these great causes are well deserving of the public support. And people are passionate for all different causes and all different reasons. And so what we do and the different organizations around New England and New Hampshire, they engage with people who are passionate for that particular cause and have them involved with different aspects of the organization on fundraising and advocacy and patient services and things of that nature. And so we're fortunate to have our area here in New England have lots and lots of really generous, supportive people who gather and support all different causes.
And that's what I found. I mean, New Hampshire, we are high on the list of volunteerism. I know writing checks can be, you know, occasionally can be difficult, but in terms of finding people's passion, of course, I first got to know you through the Arthritis Foundation, another debilitating disease that most people don't know. There's actually more children affected by juvenile arthritis for various types and juvenile diabetes. I learned that on the Leadership Council Director for Arthritis, and I'm also involved with the Juvenile Diabetes Group, and based on the stats, more people were affected by juvenile arthritis. But let's get back to the ALS Association of Northern New England. So you have a website, webnne.alsa.org, and that will, I'm sure, provide a lot of information, but tell us how. I know it was fortuitous, and probably someone high up the food chain in the ALS would like to take credit for the for the ice bucket challenge. But that was really more organic, correct?
It was completely organic. Here locally, in the Boston area, we all know now who Pete Frades is. And Pete was challenged by a friend of his who he met at one of the ALS Association medical clinics in New England. And he challenged him to do the ice bucket challenge back in July of last summer. And it had been going on in other places in New York and this, to a small in a small scale. But it really took off once Pete engaged with his community up at Boston College, which resulted in getting the Red Sox involved and the Patriots, and that tsunami of ice bucket waters made its way up here and across the country and really worldwide. So it was a 100% organically developed program that still we're feeling the effects of it in a very positive way even today.
And throughout the United States, you mentioned it was national, not just New England, although obviously Pete is from Boston College, but roughly 5% of our population got involved and donated over $100 million to the ALS Association. Now, it is definitely one of those illnesses, diseases, where it's frightening in the sense that there is no cure. So part of all of these dollars are going to go towards a cure, but also before that's possible, finding treatments to perhaps make it a more treatable disease from a quality of life perspective. Is that where some of the funds are going?
Yeah. The sad truth about ALS is that it is 100% a fatal condition. And what our job here in our chapter is to work with families to help them with the resources that they need so that the people in their life that are touched by ALS can have a comfortable rest of life that they have and hopefully at home.
So if someone has a family member who has just been diagnosed with ALS, would they contact webnne.als.org, or would they call you, or how would that work?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, what they would find out about the local chapter, in most cases, through their physicians or through our ALS clinic that we have up at Dartmouth Hospital. And so at the Dartmouth Hospital, we fund an ALS clinic where people can come and get some treatments, and we provide them with all of the resources, including support groups and all of the things that we can provide them in their home or externally, other sorts of resources that they can then have in their own communities to try to impact their lives in a positive way.
Because I'm sure it must be shocking to get that diagnosis, and you probably, because of the ice bucket challenge, know what you said, which is there really is no cure for it, and it's going to be debilitating.
Yeah, the one treatment that is out there now that is approved provides patients with about 3 months of an extended life. And so that is it. That is all we have right now, and that's why it's so important for us to keep this ice bucket momentum going and keep it going for this year and beyond, because we're a long, long way before we can come up with a definitive treatment and cure for this disease.
Now, after commercial break, we have about a minute. We want to talk about an event that we're going to have in southern New Hampshire at Livingston Park in Manchester on Sunday, October 4th, and Delta Dental will be one of the sponsors, the Walk to Defeat ALS. So how can people get involved with that? And we'll get into more detail after commercial break. But go ahead.
Oh yeah. Well, the easiest thing to do is to go to our website, ALSA.org. And on there, you'll see all of the information about the walk, starting time, date, location, setting up your own fundraising page, and things of that nature. So that's the easiest thing to do is ALSA.org, and you can find our New England chapter right on there.
But the date is definitely Sunday, October 4th, right here in Manchester in Livingston Park.
Right.
Super. Okay, Tom Raphael will return with Bob Smith, who is the interim chapter director of ALS Association of Northern New England, after commercial break. Please stay tuned. Welcome back to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. Tom Raphael for Northeast Delta Dental Radio, and with me this weekend, May 16th and 17th, is Bob Smith, who is the chapter director for ALS Association of Northern New England. Just before we get back to Bob, just as a reminder, the next race in the Capital Area Race Series is the Run for the Animals 5K, which raises money for the SPCA, and that's on Saturday, June 6th, and it starts right at 1 Delta right here in Concord. It's the fifth race out of the seven races in the Capital Area Race Series, and it's the tagline is over the river and through the woods, because you literally run, you first run over the bridge as if you're going to the Discovery Center, then you take a left and you run over the bridge that goes over 93, and then you run into the woods and the Forest Society. So we term it the over the river and through the woods race run for the animals. So now back to Bob. So Bob, we were starting to touch on the Walk to Defeat ALS on Sunday, October 5th in Livingston Park. And of course, everybody in this listening audience knows how beautiful Livingston Park is in general, and specifically as you get to the fall. So that's on Sunday, October 4th. So tell us, if I'm a CEO listening to this, how do I galvanize my employees to get involved? Or if I'm just an individual citizen that wants to help out with awareness and raise some funds for ALS, how would I get involved?
Yeah, well, the good news is this walk is just like a lot of the other walks that people are normally participating in that it's held at a beautiful location. We start in the morning, and we have a couple of different walk routes of a mile or 3 miles for people to participate in. And in order for them to join up, they just simply go to the website and sign up. Or they can call our chapter office at 226-8855. That's our local chapter here in Concord, 226-8855. And we can walk you through the process, get you some brochures or some information, and you can start walking as an individual, as a team, or if you're part of a corporate, part of the corporate community, we can talk to you about sponsoring our event.
Perfect. And Delta Dental will be one of the sponsors. So I'm putting out a challenge to all my CEO friends out there. I think let's get aligned with this. And again, the website is ALSA.org, and the phone number is 226-8855. So there's some startling statistics on ALS, Bob. Why don't you kind of go over, you know, in preparing for the show, I was kind of surprised with some of these things that you're about to say, so go ahead.
Well, again, with ALS Awareness Month, we want to put out the statistics. And one of them that really I think most people are surprised by is by the prevalence. And the prevalence of the disease, which affects someone's diagnosed every 90 minutes in America.
Wow.
So every 90 minutes, someone gets that terminal diagnosis of ALS. In addition, every 90 minutes, someone dies from ALS complications. So it's one of those types of diseases that continuously has more people being diagnosed, but because of the lifespan of people who are living with the disease, it averages 2 to 5 years, there's a very high mortality rate. And it's really a shocking statistic that most people don't understand. And in addition to that, the last several years and sometimes months of someone's life, they've gone through all of the many complications that ALS brings. And so it's a very difficult situation to live with.
So there's expense, there's the impact on the family, the spouse, you know, taking care of the spouse, and I'm sure it really affects the whole family in addition to the person affected by it. And of course, that's where your colleague comes in handy in terms of, you know, making a visit. So if I have a family member that is just diagnosed, I would call 226-8855 and you could hook us up with?
Yeah, what we would do is we would schedule a home visit and we would meet with the family and the individual who's been diagnosed and to talk about a strategy of care and resources and all the things that go along with the diagnosis, and in some cases, people, and we highly encourage people to be part of our clinical research program that takes place up at Dartmouth Hospital.
Great. So you mentioned that May is ALS Awareness Month. So has that always been the case? Has May?
Yes, it has.
And I think prior probably to the Ice Bucket Challenge, and I'll just speak to people of my age, probably the most that everybody knew, unless you were affected by it or your family member was affected by it, was that it was also known as Lou Gehrig's disease. And we see either the movie or the real footage of him kind of stumbling onto the field and saying, "I'm the luckiest man," you know, that whole speech. And that's probably what we all knew about ALS. And so I think, you know, it was fortuitous, the Ice Bucket Challenge. But it does seem to me that beyond that fortuitous, you know, event, it seems like we do need to get the word out. And that's where I think the walk comes in handy on October 4th, because I'm assuming that there'll be booths with materials and so forth. So we all get, you know, more engaged in terms of what it is and these startling statistics that you mentioned.
Yeah, it is. And this is the only fundraising activity that we run in the chapter. So we don't do gala events or golf tournaments or things like that. So this is the one time that we asked the community to support the ALS cause. Now, again, that was before the Ice Bucket Challenge and that type of thing. But that was something that we did not run ourselves. We were just a lucky organization to receive the funds and the tremendous exposure. So this is the one time that we are actively soliciting sponsors, walk teams, walkers to support our programs and our research.
Okay, so all my business colleagues out there, you know, become a financial sponsor. You know, just go on to the website ALSA.org or call Bob at 226-8855. And if you're an individual citizen and you want to get involved, just, you know, register and walk. And I assume, Bob, you probably need some, you know, some volunteer committee chairs and things like that, so they would just contact you.
Yeah, the same number and the same website. We're putting our committee together. We're having our corporate teams. We just need more engagement. You know, one of the things that this, another byproduct of the Ice Bucket Challenge is we're hoping to fortify our volunteer engagement here locally. We had only a handful of folks who were on our committee here locally for the walk who do just a great job, but they need help too. They need help in order for us to make this really a top-notch event that our community can be proud of. So we need the help of people to play a role on our committees and to be engaged with us even outside and above and beyond the walking and the buckets of ice.
That's great. And again, the walk is Sunday, October 4th. Now, some of the dollars from the dollars that were raised through the Ice Bucket Challenge, has there been a focus on what type of research? I mean, in other words, have they kind of channeled the money in a certain direction?
Well, I would say one particular direction. One of the things that we did immediately before the end of the calendar year last year was to take more than $20 million of that ice bucket revenue and fund some already approved research projects that we didn't have the money to fund. So when we ask the scientific community for requests for proposals for research projects, we get lots of great innovative projects, but we don't have the funds to fund them all. The Ice Bucket Challenge helped us to immediately allocate over $20 million into those pre-approved funds, and we've got a call out for proposals currently and have been overwhelmed with proposals from the scientific community that are currently going through the evaluation process so that we can continue to fund those novel research projects at a very high level.
Now, your chapter of Northern New England is New Hampshire, Maine, and Vermont, and that's why we have a particular affinity at Northeast Delta Dental, of course, because we're actually, even though my focus on the radio, it happens to be New Hampshire, but we also are a tri-state, and so you will also have two walks in Maine and one in Vermont as well. I want to focus today on the Livingston Park on October 4th. So, and this is New Hampshire, so I have to ask this question, Bob. So the money raised specifically for this walk would stay in New Hampshire? How does that work?
Yeah, it does. We've already taken for example, some of the ice bucket resources and money from our walk from last year and fortified our loan closet. And what our loan closet means is that we've got portable ramps for people who suddenly need because they have a wheelchair or a hospital bed or other devices to communicate with speech. All those types of things that people need because of the disease that they perhaps don't have the wherewithal or their insurance companies don't cover, that's where we step in and provide these types of resources. In addition to the commitment that we've made to our clinic here in New Hampshire at Dartmouth, we've almost tripled our financial commitment to Dartmouth for that as of this year. So it's really been impactful.
Perfect, because you know that's the question that all of my New Hampshire friends ask me all the time. Well, if I give to ALS Association of Northern New England, will that money stay in Northern New England? It sounds with the Dartmouth-Hitchcock, it certainly does, and the ramps and so forth. So, put a plug in again for Sunday, October 4th. I know Delta Dental will have a team out down there. We will be one of the financial sponsors. Livingston Park, great place. I think what it will show too is that the community is getting behind the walk to defeat ALS, and you can see from here in Bob's voice the passion that he has for this. And so, Bob, do you have a final thought that you'd like to share with the listening audience?
Well, I really, first of all, I want to say thank you to the people of New Hampshire for their generous support. Last year's Ice Bucket Challenge really was a transcendent time for our organization, and the people of New Hampshire got behind that in a very big way. And what it really did was it lit the fuse for some really what could be some explosive impact for the ALS community, and I would hope that they'll continue because it's not over yet. We're not even close to finding a cure. But I want to say thank you, and I hope you continue to support us. And I want to thank you, Tom, and Delta Dental for your leadership and support as well.
And thank you, Bob, for your leadership. So that's 226-8855-ALSA.org. Bob Smith, thank you for joining me this weekend, and I will see you in October in Livingston Park.
Thank
Tom
you.
Raffio will return next week with more of Northeast Delta Dental Radio.